Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Glad to see you this morning. Good morning. Come on in. Glad to see you. Good morning. This is Pastor Roy Carter from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street here in the city of Racine, Wisconsin, 52402. Our telephone number, 262-417-7363. Our website, nlracine.org. We're just glad to see you this morning, and we say welcome to each and every one of you. God bless you. God bless you. Many of you are coming on and you're saying good morning to me. Just know that I have difficulty seeing the words on there, so I'm not even going to try, but I am going to say good morning to you. Just glad to see you. Glad to see you. We come to offer you a word of hope, a word of encouragement, a push to go forward in God, because truly that's what I live. Everything is about going forward in God. We take a moment. Each Sunday we stop to just pause at the beginning, because it is so very important that we remind each and every one of you to make sure we practice the initiatives that our health providers are giving us concerning our COVID-19 pandemic. If you're watching the news, you see that things are kind of even worse now than they were back in March and earlier in the year 2020. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are not being responsible about their behavior. So make yourself a committee of one and say, I'm going to be responsible concerning my behavior. I'm going to wear my mask every time I leave the house. I'm going to sanitize. I'm going to wash my hands. I'm going to practice social distancing. And I'm just going to go out when it's absolutely necessary. If we all do these sorts of things, we'll find ourselves being able to get back to some things that we desire to do. We'll be able to be with our family and our friends. We want you to know we're praying for you. There are so many that are sick, and almost every day, almost daily, and I kid you not, I don't say it lightly, almost every day I'm getting word of somebody else that has been infected with the virus, somebody else who is sick, and many are sick and you know, asymptomatic, and they kind of go on and nothing happens. But I'm devastated when I hear of somebody being so very sick and the symptoms have just knocked them to their knees, and some of them have even died. So let us do what we can do. We want to say thank you to those of you that continue to send your financial support to our church. You can give through mailing a check or money order to the church. The address is there in the caption. You can use the Givelify app. New Life Church is found there. You can click on the donate button on our website, nlracine.org, and there you can find the button to give as well. We appreciate your giving. We appreciate you. So many of you are so faithful in giving to the work, that the work of ministry might go on. And we say thank you. Now we want to go to the Word of God this morning. You know, last week we talked about it's a new year. And in this new year, about this time, so many of us make challenges and pledges and even resolutions to ourselves and to others about how we're going to do things differently, that our lives might be improved, that our lives might be better. And last week's lesson dealing from Exodus chapter 14 helped us to understand that we got to move on. We've got to move forward. We've got to go and become who God wants us to be. But I'm reminded of what happens so many times, and that's where we want to go today. Distractions come. Distractions come. Think about the person who at the beginning of the year, toward the end of last year and the beginning of the year, they go and buy gym equipment. They go sign up at a gym, pay good money for a monthly membership. They go buy some special clothes to work out in. They clean out the refrigerator and get rid of all the junk food and all of those sorts of things that they might embark on a healthy life. And it works for a couple of days. Oh, I'm feeling good. We're telling everybody, I'm going to the gym. I'm working out. I'm doing this and I'm doing that, because this year going to be my year and you going to see. And here we are. Let me make sure I got this right. Today is the 10th of January. So we're 10 days in, and already many have fallen away. Many have been distracted from their goals. Many have allowed things to come that takes them from where they want to be. That's what I want to look at today. So put your listening ears on, as a popular judge on TV says, that you might hear what God is speaking to us today. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse number 25. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse number 25. These are the words of Jesus, who says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will not he much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore," Jesus says, "do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Last week we talked about moving forward, as God told the children of Israel. Why are you standing here? Move forward. Today we want to talk about the distractions that prevent us from moving forward. We want to deal with those distractions. We want to deal with them so we can move forward. We're on January 10th, and many have already laid down what they set out to do in this year. If we don't do something different, we're going to have the same results. And I know many of us are tired of the same results. So that means we got to do something. When we talk about distractions, we're talking about those things that prevent us from giving full attention to something else. Those things that cause us to be overly occupied and drawn away from where we should be. You know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about distractions. You know what I'm talking about. If you drive a car, one of the things they tell us to do, put your phone away. Don't be trying to text. Don't be trying to get a message. Don't be trying to do any of those things. Why? Because the distraction of that can cause you in a split second to have a horrific accident. Not so long ago, a young lady was killed. And the lady that was driving the car that ran over her, when they started investigating her and they said, "Well, what was happening that caused you to do?" She said, "I dropped my phone and I had to get my phone." And she couldn't understand why anybody couldn't see that. "I got to get my phone." Well, nothing was wrong with getting the phone. Understand what I'm saying? Nothing was wrong with the thing that distracted her. But because she allowed herself to be distracted, she then didn't steer the car in the way that it should go and ended up running over somebody that was on the curb where they should be and killed them. Distractions, those things that occupy our mind, that draw us away from what we should be doing. Ever had something cooking on the stove? You smacking your lips just thinking about how good this gonna taste, because as they say, I put my foot in this thing. And then you go start talking to somebody on the phone or start watching TV and get distracted by that. And the next thing you know, either the smoke alarm is going off, the smoke detector is going off, or you smell something. And you jump up and run and go, oh, Lord. And you open up the pot and it's burnt. It's unedible. Why is it unedible? Because you got distracted. I need you to understand that distractions will cause you to they'll cause death. Jesus said in John chapter 10, and go down to verse number 10, he talks about the enemy, the devil. And he's very succinctly, very, very, in a nutshell says, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. That's what he comes for. If he can distract you from what you set out to do in walking with Jesus, if he can distract you from reading and studying your scripture, if he can distract you from praying and not just talking to God, but listening to God, if he can distract you, he wins. And you die separated from God. There are some things that distract us. One of the first things that I want to look at is everyday worries. Everyday worries. You all know what those are. And Jesus was aware of them. You know, there were some things that everybody needs. I don't care who you are. You need food. You need clothing. I don't care how fine your body is. You need some clothes. Put some clothes on. And you need a roof over your head. You need to be protected from the elements, from the rain and the wind and the cold and the snow and the sunshine and all of those sorts of things. And so no matter how much the TV tells us about what we must have, and no matter how much society says we got to have this and we got to have that, Jesus pointed out these things here that we need. And in needing these things, he goes on to point out that God provides these things. God provides these things. But many of us get distracted by trying to get, accomplish, achieve, win in things that God has already promised to give us. God's not going to fight you for your life. God is not going to fight you for control of your life. He allows you to give your life to him. That's what free will is all about. You get to choose. You get to choose. And God would desire to take care of you, to provide for you, to make a way for you. But you've got to allow him, and you can't allow him if you are distracted by those things that draw your attention away from him. We so often in the middle of hustling and grinding and trying to do this and trying to do that and amassing more. And understand me, there is nothing wrong with you working. The Bible says you don't work, you don't eat. That you need to work. But much of our attention is focused so far away from what we should be doing in putting the Lord first. And we don't make it. We forget the words of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9, that God is going to supply my needs according to his riches in glory. We forget this. We forget the words in James chapter 4 and verse 2 that says, you lust and do not have, you murder and covet and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you do not have because you don't ask. We don't ask God for the things that he has promised. We don't ask for them. But we'll sit back and be hungry. We'll sit back and thirst. But we won't ever come to him. We won't stay focused enough to give him our attention. David summed it up real good in the 37 number Psalm, when he said in verse number 25, excuse me, he said, I've been young and now I'm old. And I've never seen, now check this next word out, the righteous. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Why? Because God takes care of him. Many of us want the provisions that God provides, but we can't stay dedicated to him long enough to not be distracted from receiving what he has for us. And think about this. Now, I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just saying what I'm saying. Many of us, we won't give our lives to the Lord. We won't live. We won't even pretend to live our lives in a way that the Lord would have us to live. We feel like we can do everything we're big enough to do. I can break the laws. I can be a sinner. I can do all of these things. And then we'll pretend to ourselves, God's still going to bless me. And in our lives, God is not blessing. God is not providing. God is not making a way. And we don't change at all. Because of distractions with everyday life, everyday cares. Sometimes the distraction that comes our way is hectic routines and commitments to everything but God. You know, when I'm talking about that sort of state, you know, we have to be at work at a certain time. We go to whatever events we go to at a certain time. We make time for, check this out. How many of you make time for your favorite TV show? Oh, no, I can't meet you at this time because such and such come on TV. We will make commitments to segments of our time and never make any commitment to the Lord. Never have time that we say, I'm going to sit down and read my Bible. What's so important about reading your Bible? I'm glad you asked. Reading our Bible gives us a chance to see what the Lord likes, to see what he loves and what he requires of us. You can't do what you don't know. You can't do it. I grew up with, mama had always had an electric stove. And the first apartment I got on my own had a gas stove. And you say, well, that ain't no big deal. Oh, yes, it is. If you didn't learn how to regulate them knobs, you'll burn up everything you put on there. I had to learn. You got to learn how to walk and talk with the Lord. You got to learn what he likes and what he don't like. A whole lot of stuff that people say God don't have no part of, God could care less. But you don't know it because you never take the time. Look at how often we pray. Many people, the only time they consider themselves praying is when they get in trouble. Oh, Lord, come and see about me. Oh, gee, they start rocking. You know, rocking brings about a comfort, I guess. And so they start doing that. But at any other time, they ain't trying to hear what God has to say. There needs to be a commitment to him, even in the middle of our hectic lives. Because people's lives can be hectic nowadays. It can be. But what's important to you has to be important to you, to the place where you make time for it. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it gives a big old long litany of stuff. And I ain't going to try to read it all, but, you know, I just need to bring it up. He says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to laugh, time to cry. There's a time for everything. Where are you putting your time for the Lord? Where are you putting that? Because remember, he told us to move on. I can't move on if I don't even know where I'm going. He tells us to move on. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 15 and 16, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, which means cautiously and watchfully and carefully. Make sure you're paying attention to how you're living. Don't do it as fools, he says, but as wise. Why? Because you want to make sure you are redeeming the time because the days are evil. All I can say is hallelujah on that one. Amen. Because the days are evil. We're seeing stuff going on in today's world. We ain't never seen stuff this bad before. The days and the times are evil. But if I'm watching how I'm walking, I'm dedicating some time to the Lord. You know, I see people that get planners and, you know, special calendars and stuff, and they mark off time to do this and do that. How are you doing in marking off your time to spend some time with the Lord every day? Or are you marking off time for work, marking off time to exercise, marking off time to take a walk, and then I'll pray while I'm going to do something else? Think about it. If you're involved with somebody, you in a relationship with somebody, y'all you from New Life, y'all know how I say it. You booed up with somebody, or you want to be booed up. And the only attention you get from them is when they talking to somebody else. All right, I'm having a conversation with somebody else, and in the meantime, oh yeah, so and so and so. And then I go on back to talk about that. Oh yeah, I hear what you're saying. You'll be like, what is wrong with them? Either you're going to talk to me, or we ain't talking. But that's how many of us try to do God. No, 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 no. I can't be distracted by my hectic life. And then many of us are distracted. We talk about distractions, those things that pull us away, that draw our attention away from where it should be. So we miss out on what we should get. Distractions. Many of us are distracted by ourselves. By us. Our fleshly beings. Remember, we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And Apostle Paul gives this discourse in Romans chapter 7. He goes on to say, you know, because without Christ in my life, I'm just a sinful being. And whenever I want to do what's right, I find myself not being able to do it. I think I want to do good, and I can't get it done. That's where many of us are. We're struggling with living our lives for the Lord. That's because we're trying to live our life for the Lord without having the Lord in our lives. It ain't going to work. You can't do it apart from Him. But we'll be distracted by ourselves trying to do what we're doing because we are who we are. And we get distracted. Galatians chapter 5, it helps us to understand that the lusts of our flesh, the things that make our flesh feel good, these are the things that go against the Spirit of God. And there is this war that goes on within us. Us, our fleshly desires, versus God and His Spirit that is alive within us. And I've heard it said and know it to be true. The one that wins is the one you feed. And many times we're distracted because we're not feeding our spirit man. We're not feeding that part of us that wants to connect with God, that will help us to follow the way that God would have us to go, that will give us the courage to step out and live for Him. But instead, we make sure we feed our own selves, our own fleshly desires, our own ways of doing things. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 7 points out that the carnal mind that thinks in a fleshly way, that mind that doesn't think like God, it is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. We got to overcome these distractions. And in this one particular, how can we overcome it? Romans chapter 12 gives us a very good instruction on how to do it. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind. We're so busy trying to be like everybody else, trying to be like the latest greatest, trying to be the latest greatest, and we are distracted from where God would have us to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 27, Apostle Paul is pointing out, he said, I discipline myself, and I bring myself into subjection. I make myself do what I need to do. I shared on Bible study the other night. There were times when I've had them. I don't have them now, but I have had them. I didn't want to read my Bible. I didn't feel like it. I was distracted. I'm tired. I don't feel good. I done been reading this Bible every day for the last umpteen years. All of these distractions. Sometimes I don't understand what I'm reading. It just don't make sense to me. And we'll come up with all these distractions. But what I had to decide one day was, you're only cheating yourself. You're losing in your walk with the Lord. You're not hearing what you need to hear that will fortify you through the day. You're not gaining any strength that's going to help you overcome in the time of trouble. You're not winning. And so the next day when time came that I normally would sit down and read, I got up and got busy getting ready to do something else. And I told myself, no, for now, you're going to go sit in there and you're going to read God's word. So I turned my TV off, got in my little quiet place and began to pray and read God's word. Why? Because I understood how important it is to me. You got to understand how important it is that you don't allow the distractions of life to come about. Remember, those distractions are those things that prevent you from getting the full attention or giving the full attention to something that you need. You need to be giving God your full attention, knowing that he then will take care of me. And then because you don't, it causes you to then be overly occupied. Now, I notice I said overly occupied because many of the things that distract us, they're not bad things of themselves. But when they're not in the proper place, when we don't use them in the proper perspective, then they cause us to mess up. Today, I just want to encourage you. We cannot allow distractions to prevent us from moving forward in our personal walk with the Lord. We can't allow it. And nobody can make the change about what's going on in our lives except us. Nobody. God has a plan for our lives. And we like to many times quote Jeremiah and say, he got a plan for us and he ordered my step. And we like to say all that stuff. But you ain't going to live it unless you find yourself not being distracted. In order to receive the things that God has for us in the abundance of living that God has for us, we cannot give in to distractions. We can't do it. Instead, we got to be mindful of those distractions. Be mindful of them like you are. The other day it snowed around here, and it wasn't a lot of snow, but I had to go make a quick errand to check on something at the church. And as I started driving, I was like, oh my God, it's so slippery out here. And so because I realized it was slippery, I became extra cautious in my driving. So every time I had to turn the corner, I started slowing down way early. And then I turned the corner extra slow. Why? Because I didn't want to slide. I didn't want to slide. Why? Because I didn't want to run into somebody else. I didn't want to tear up my car, their car. I didn't want to kill myself. I didn't want no damage to happen. So I took the precautions necessary. We got to be careful. Be mindful of the distractions as we are mindful when we're on an icy, slippery walkway. Jesus said it best in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of these things will be added to you. We want to move forward in God. We want 2021 to be our year. 2020 was a mess. Oh, I don't never want to experience 2020 ever again. If you don't change, 2021 is going to be exactly like 2020 was. And I'm not talking about the pandemic stuff, because even with the pandemic going on, God takes care of his own. So I'm encouraging you today. Notice those distractions. And don't just notice them so you know that they're there. Do something about them. I often have shared the example of you take somebody that is learning how to cook. And one of the first things young children learn how to cook is a hamburger. And many times, it looks easy. Oh, yeah, you just take your ground beef and, you know, pat it in the patty and throw it in the pan. And quite often what happens is it burns up. On the outside, be charred, be burnt, be inedible. And the inside just is raw because they never learned that, yeah, I want the pan hot, but then I got to turn it down so that it cooks through the whole entire burger, not just on the outside. It has to be learned. And then the smart person never burns up a hamburger ever again. Because, yeah, I might have did it the first time, but I learned from my mistake, and then I changed. What I'm saying to you is, you might have started off 2021 with a bang. You might have started doing these things. You might have declared, I want better for my life. And then by the 10th of the month, you've already sunk back into your old ways. Change. Today is a good day to change. And you ain't got to make no big announcement. I am changing. You ain't got to do all that. You just change. You just make that closer walk with Jesus. He's there. He says in his word, anybody that seeks for him, they'll find him. He ain't playing no game with you like we play hide and go seek. No, no, no. He's there for us. All we have to do is seek him. He will walk with us, as the song says, and talk with us and tell us we belong to him. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for your blessings, your goodness, and your mercy toward us. We thank you, Father. You wake us up each day to see a brand new day that we have never seen before. And then you give to us your tender mercies that it might carry us through today. Thank you. You share with us your love and your peace and your joy and all of those things that make you God. You're willing to freely share with us. Thank you. Even down to forgiveness. Father, thank you for forgiving us. And we stop even now. We stop now to say, Father, forgive us for those things that are in our lives that should not be. Those choices that we made that we knew better than to do those things. The choices we made to say this or do that or go here or go there or partake in this activity that we knew was wrong. Forgive us. And then there's some stuff, God, that we got caught up in and we didn't even realize it. We didn't realize the error of our ways until it was too late. Forgive us for that too. Sin seen, sin known and unknown. Forgive us for it. Wash us clean. As your word says, 1 John 1:9 says, we come to you, we confess our sins. And then you, God, are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us and then cleanse us, Father. And then help us to turn in our repentance from our evilness, from our bad ways. Help us to turn from what is wrong and choose to do what is right. Now, Father, we need special blessing for those that are sick. Sin sick being the most important. Heal and deliver as only you can. And then, Father, touch those that are sick in body. We don't care what the ailment might be, what the illness is. There is no illness in our body that you are not greater than. Heal and deliver, Father, as only you can. Touch the mind. Oh, God, that seat that sits within us that helps us to make and determine what we do. Touch the mind that thinks I can do this all by myself. The mind that thinks I don't need God. The mind that thinks I can live however I want and heaven still belongs to me. Touch the mind and help us to know that we were created to live with you in fellowship. Touch that mind, God, of that person that's suicidal, that feels like there is no hope. You are our hope. You who can speak and change things. You who spoke in the beginning and created everything there was. And it is good. Touch the mind. Oh, God, give us peace. We pray for politicians everywhere. Oh, God, you see the chaos that is going on in our world, and you are mindful of it. We entrust ourselves and our country into your hands, that things will work out as you would have them to work, that you, God, will be glorified. The mind of everyone that would do what is good for them and not for the people that they were elected to represent. Father, we need your help, and we're relying and trusting on you. We're depending on you. So today, God, let us walk in your peace. Today, God, let us walk in your joy. Let us walk in your comfort. Help us to know that we are not alone. It doesn't matter how bad things might look. You promised that you weren't going to never leave us. And you are no shorter than your word. We rest upon your promises. And we praise you for all that you are to us. We praise you that you're mindful of us, that you care about us. We praise you, God. We're not going to sit back and sulk and complain about how bad things are. Instead, we praise you for being in the middle of everything that is going on, knowing that it shall work out for our good as we love you and are called according to your purpose in our lives. Have your way, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen. Now, you go and live in victory today. Find yourself dealing with your distractions. Do something about it. Do something about it. I'm reminded of, because of my lung situation, doing things with my arms can be tedious sometimes. And I get put up a Christmas tree and all of the decorations and all of that sort of thing. And then I was sitting there going, Ooh, I'm ready for all this stuff to be put away. And I thought at first, if I call one of my nieces, she'll come over and she would have done it for me. She would have took it all down. And I could have just sat down. And then I thought, well, no, because I'm really trying to stay, you know, distant from people unless I absolutely have to. And I decided, get up. And if you don't take but one ornament off that tree at a time and put it away. Now, it'll take a while. It would have took a while. But I would have it all done. I got up and I started moving. And within a few short hours, everything was packed away and put in its place. Everything was restored back. The living room was back as I wanted it. But I had to get up and take action and then not be distracted by anything else. Today, get up, take action, and don't be destroyed by anything else. Don't be distracted by anything else. We love you. We love you with the love of Jesus. Make sure you reach out to us. Share with us. You can send us a message. You can call us on telephone 262-417-7363. The offices are not manned on a regular basis, so leave a message and somebody will get back to you as soon as we can. You can send us a message here on our Facebook page and somebody will get back with you. You can send us an email. You can go to our church website, nlracine.org, and there's a little envelope at the bottom. Click on that and you can send us a message. We would love to hear from you. We would love to share with us your praise report of how God has blessed you, how God has brought you through. If this message means anything to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. God bless you. We love you with the love of Jesus. Go and live in victory today. God bless you.